education system does one size fit all? From Kishore Chandiramani. People say education system opens our minds. To me, it appears that quite often it also closes our minds and stops us from becoming who we truly are. I'm not implying here that we don't need our education system, but we need to go beyond it. When we say yes to one thing, in doing so, we are saying no to a number of different options that we don't even understand properly. The biggest influence on our mind is from our parents. We unconsciously try to fulfill the unfulfilled wishes of our parents or do things to fulfill the deficiencies or solve the problems in our families. They may not be our own problems at all later in life. If we identify with our parents, we want to do the things they have done. And if we identify with them negatively, we want to do the opposite of what they have done. The problems with our education system are that it's offered as one size fits all. The national curriculum teaches children English, maths, science, design and technology, history, geography, art and design, music, physical education, computing, and ancient and modern foreign languages. It's all about the content, and there is very little talk about the format of education. There have been several experiments all over the world in trying to impart education through a number of different means and formats away from classrooms and textbooks, but none seems to have become a permanent feature sought after by many. If we make a list of highly successful people in all walks of life across the globe, be it in Hollywood, politics, literature, art, music, we find very few of them were bright students in their college and university days. Some of them were outright misfits who had to drop out of the formal education. From some accounts not authenticated yet, the former Prime Minister of India, Mrs. Indira Gandhi, was a misfit at Shantiniketan and left it. The first President of America, George Washington, never went to college. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was an average student at school and college. Marlon Brando was expelled twice from high school and was considered misfit for military training because of an injury. Hollywood stars Marilyn Monroe and Greta Garbo and Bollywood stars Madhubala and Meena Kumari did not get formal education, and the time spent performing on stage and in cinema during their formative years was instrumental in their success. Had all these film personalities succeeded in academics, they would have missed the stardom for which they are known. Another example, Gautam Adani, one of the richest men in India, had to drop out of formal education in the second year of college because of his family poverty. He started working in the shipyards of Ahmedabad in India, learning business skills and working. Warren Buffett, the second richest man in the world, started his stock investment at the age of 12, and he reluctantly acquired a graduate qualification following pressures from his father. The central message from numerous life histories of very successful persons is that they started working in their chosen trade in their teens and kept working very hard without worrying about what their fellow students were learning in the national curriculum and higher education. This applies to many great musicians, sports personalities, artists, musicians, and philosophers. Going back to school education, perhaps what can help children more is acquiring living skills interpersonal skills, emotional regulation skills, how to manage money, etc., and not just cerebral skills. Children in Japan, during their lunch break, are taken to kitchen and asked to cook their meals, have them there, clean up and tidy the place when they are finished. Children can be taught how to handle money, how to control their emotions and build harmonious relationships, be street smart and acquire independent living skills. Before we teach them how to succeed, we should also teach them how to cope with failures. As if you do the count, in life, the number of our wishes granted is going to be less than the number of our wishes not granted. Of course, it also depends upon how many wishes we are harboring. Howard Gardner had identified 8 different types of intelligence, and children should be assessed along those lines early in life. These are visuospatial, 2, linguistic verbal, 3, logical mathematical, 4, bodily kinetic, 5, musical, 6, interpersonal, 7, intrapersonal, 8, naturalistic intelligence. Successful parents, if they can afford, keep their children away from their trade until they have acquired formal qualification. They must choose between the two. Why can't they do both? If we have a quick look at the film industry, the children of famous film stars and politicians who were sent away to remote boarding schools abroad have struggled after returning home. Abhishek Bachchan, Benazir Bhutto, Rajiv Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi are all examples. Whereas those who started working early in the family trade, that is film industry, such as Ranbir Kapoor, all sons of Raj Kapoor, Salman Khan, although performing very poorly in formal education, have become successful in film industry. Similarly, other Bollywood actresses Karishma Kapoor and Kareena Kapoor were both college dropouts. The list can be endless if we start exploring the educational background of very successful people in our society. Even if we look at academics, we find that toppers in our class did not turn out to be the most successful professionals in real life. Perhaps there is an X factor, a spark, a unique brightness different from the IQ scores that does not get assessed in formal exams, and it needs to be identified, given direction, developed through concerted efforts early in the lives of young people by the elders in our society. Thank you. This audio was brought to you from the Emotions Clinic Education and Training Center in Stoke-on-Trent, England.